This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You're invited here to join us. The toll-free number is 855-453. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
DJ the Spy,
and Daryl.
855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, Daryl is going to give us some shocking information about college students. Apparently, they can't tell the difference between fact and opinion. But first, a story from dailycaller.com about Ed Fortune, a.k.a. New Jersey Weedman, NJ Weedman. We've had him on the show in the past. He is definitely a hero. I mean, the guy is a...
Okay, I got to call you on this one, Ian. How many times have you eaten at his restaurant?
Never.
Have you? Caught you.
What did you catch me in?
I caught you. See, look, I want to show that this guy, support him. I want to go down there and eat in his restaurant and smoke a bowl.
You can support him in different ways, like by giving him publicity is one way of supporting him, TJ.
Yes, but he's running a restaurant, and you have not eaten there, so...
And hold on, and Ian doesn't leave the state of New Hampshire unless somebody pays him to do so.
Pretty much. Yeah, I don't like to leave the Shire. I mean, it's a nice place to be, and
Ian
New Jersey
rarely
is not...
leaves the Keene area unless he's paid to do so.
Not necessarily. I said rarely.
But you say, I hear you'll say something like, I support X all the time. And I'm like, well, Ian, you haven't given a dollar. Like, to me, when I support James, the reason I support James is I give him a lot of my money.
Mm-hmm.
I support Free Talk Live. You know
support.
How I support Free Talk Live? I give a lot of my money.
Money, it's not all about money.
I know it's not all about money, but you
press
know,
is valuable. Okay, press is valuable, and you can give someone support by talking about them in a positive manner. And
you know what? Because you have talked about him in such a positive manner, tomorrow, James and I, we are going to go down there. And we are going to both be bad little boys in the state of New Jersey.
See, it must be nice.
And then we're going to go to Princeton.
Uh-huh.
I want to show him Fine Hall, where they rejected me for my PhD. They send these wonderful little go-to-hell letters.
Well, you're not bitter at all about that, are you?
It must be nice to just be able to pick up and drive down to New Jersey. What is that, 6 hours or something like that from here? Five hours?
Depends on what part of...
Oh, you wussy. I drive back and forth from Vegas to Atlantic City.
Yeah. Well, like I said, it must be nice. I've got responsibilities I have to tend to. So the best I can do for New Jersey Weed Man is to talk about him on the radio.
Okay,
anyway,
New Jersey Weed Man, tomorrow you're going to have two stoners. One is 6'3", blonde, and really awesome.
Two.
And another guy is like a really nerdy engineer and is going to like talk to you about Bitcoin. But feel free to, you know, check us. And then I got to clear this with, this is the thing about having a boyfriend that I hate. I want to
do
this.
Hate your boyfriend. Why do you hate your boyfriend?
No, I
and
hate
why
this
would you
fact.
Have a boyfriend if you hate him?
A husband now at this point, you know, we're going to get the paper as soon as my
fiance.
Thing.
He's a fiance.
Well, fiance is the correct word for him, yes. But here's what sucks about him is, first of all, is I can't pull anymore. I try to pull these romantic, I was going to go down the day of the 4th of July protest, and I was secretly going to go down and get a picnic basket, and I was going to take him up to the top of Sunset Rock, where we promised that's one of the first things we said we would do, and we never have done it. I was going to surprise him. And it was hot. He was dehydrated. His eyes go back in his head, and he takes
a
tumble.
Are you supposed to talk about that? I don't know. Wasn't
yes,
that supposed to be a secret?
At this point, no. Okay. Yes, it's a total secret. Because here, and he hits, and immediately I just have this most panic. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes. And I just immediately, without thinking, I jumped in the middle of the street. I picked it up. And, you know, it's funny. Some people go into this, oh, my God. Ah! And I'm just like, subdermal laceration, occipital plate, no kind of blunt force trauma. James, count backwards from 100 by 7 for me. And I just started entering doctor
mode. And then
mode.
You said, Daryl, call 911. No, hang up the phone. Daryl, call 911. No, hang up the phone. And then they called back. You keep calling and hanging
well,
up.
Well, no. Hold on.
And then I
on.
Handed you the
hold
phone,
oh,
and you started talking
God.
To them, and then you hung up
oh,
on them, and
no,
they
no,
kept
no,
calling
no,
me
no,
back.
No, 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 no. There is a whole side, another side of the story. I see exactly where the misunderstanding is.
I don't want
is.
To tell it right now because I wanted to talk about New Jersey Weed Man, but we've got
you're
Sarah
not going
who's
to
on
see
the line
tomorrow.
Listening in Albuquerque. I've never met the guy, actually. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
But I just want to Did you know that the labor unions have put these, sick day pay leave? It will be put to the voters on the November ballot.
Nope, I don't pay attention to things on the November ballot in Albuquerque generally.
Is this a statewide thing in New Mexico, or is it just for Albuquerque?
I think it might be just in Bernalillo County, but I'm just trying to demonstrate the...
So wait. What's the question? Just to be clear, what's the question on the ballot?
Okay, the question is, okay, like if you get a flu or a cold, right, and you're sick, you can't go to work. The business owners pay for your days while you get better.
That's not fair.
Well, you know what? But that is the ballot question, and
the idea is that people will vote to force business owners to pay for their employees when they're sick.
Well, that's correct. You know,
now, that is it.
You've
never actually had a job in the last, how long? How long has it been since you had a job?
Since I was 18, now I'm 18. 47, maybe 27.
You're 47,
years.
So that's a long time without having to go to work. So you barely even had any job experience, and you certainly don't have any experience actually running a business, but yet people like you will be going and voting, and I presume you're going to, just based on your calls in the past, I presume you're going to vote in favor of forcing business owners to give employees sick pay.
Right, because you know what? If you miss a couple of days of work, you know what happens? You can't pay your rent. You can't buy groceries.
You know what? If you actually know what you're doing, you can save some money. And then if you miss some work, it's not the end of the world because you have savings that you can fall back on. I know you don't understand that because you're on welfare. And the government basically takes care of you from cradle to grave. So I get that you don't really understand personal responsibility, right, Sarah?
Oh, Ian, you're just being so passive-aggressive right now. Ah,
I don't want to hurt Sarah. I'm just pointing out that she's a welfare queen.
Sarah, I got your back, girl. You go ahead. If you want to chew him out, you go right ahead.
She is completely useless. She doesn't do anything to add to the economy whatsoever. All she does is leech. That's what she does. She hasn't even worked since she was 18 years old.
Okay.
And she's completely capable. Her excuse for not working is that she's bipolar. And I'm sorry, people with mental disorders can absolutely work.
Oh, hell no.
Wait a minute.
Ian. You just did not go there. Are we going to have our Mark Edge where we finally get into... Are you going to cut my mic and slam the thing?
Are you telling me that someone with bipolar, meaning that they're, you know, they swing in different directions, you know...
Yes,
mentally,
they have manic and major depressive
episodes.
Are you
telling me that person can't work a job? I've worked with all kinds of crazy people.
I'm calling in because I just want to demonstrate that the labor unions put this on the ballot. It's a strategy. It's a gimmick to bring out the Democratic voters. You know, never mind my mental illness for right now. But do you see it's a way for the Democrats to win?
I just don't care.
I'm trying to find anything on this thing, and what I'm seeing are headlines that say that the hospitals may unionize in order to avoid the ballot question.
You know, Ian, I went down to the Social Security Administration, and so you know I got my leave and earnings statement. I've given $68,000 to Medicare and Social Security. I'm never going to see that money again. I say to every person out there, you sign up for those food stamps. You know why? I want the money. I've given $68,000 to the federal government.
I want all my friends.
I don't want you starving. I want you on food stamps. You get that Section 8 housing. You get that LIHEAP. You sign up for WIC. You sign up
for
SNAP.
It makes sense if you
get
paid
the child care tax credit.
If you can make in tens of thousands of dollars, and as you've pointed out, even if you're on food stamps for the rest of your life, you'll never end up getting that money back.
Oh, so, I love being on food stamps.
But you've worked hard. You've been productive. Sarah, on the other hand, has not lifted a finger in 30 years. Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. I appreciate it. But I guess she has lifted a finger. She lifts her finger every night when she dials the phone numbers for Free Talk Live. That's what she does.
What is your beef about Sarah? By the way, for all the people listening, I am incredibly, impaired on a substance.
You're not supposed to say that on the radio.
Oh, I'm not supposed to.
You can be, I think,
impaired.
You can be
impaired.
What you can't do is say you're drinking on the radio.
Okay, so that would be illegal.
What if I was mentally ill? With it? We'll
and actually, there's some question.
Live.
Actually, there's some question about whether that's even a rule. So we've acted like it was a rule over the years, but it may actually not be an FCC rule. You may be able to legally drink on the air. I don't
bad
know.
Idea.
It's Free Talk Live. I agree.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in, join us on the radio, and bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Roger Ver is offering $250,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity
of Bernie Sanders' choice if Bernie will show up and debate Adam Kokesh. It'll be socialism versus voluntarism. Kokesh is willing to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism. Bernie gets to choose the objective moderator.
I love going to debates with you, Ian.
I don't think we've ever been to a debate.
Okay, well, you know, I'll finish my story later, but finish this story and then...
So, Roger Ver, originally the offer was $50,000 in Bitcoin to the charity of Bernie's choice. Roger has upped that to $250,000. And so far, no response from the Bernie Sanders camp whatsoever.
I think to get the $250,000,
come on, Bernie
needs to respond
do it.
By the end of August.
By the end of... Okay,
I believe.
Halfway through the month here almost at this point.
Dude, do it. I could defend socialism. I mean, I'm one of the biggest defenders of socialism.
Not Bernie.
I can totally defend socialism.
Yeah, but you don't. Nobody knows who you are. I mean, you're a TJ the Spy. The only people who know you are those people who listen to this show. I mean,
yeah.
That's because you've popped your head up here, and you generally keep your head down. So
yes, well,
Bernie
part of
Sanders,
being a spy is, you know, not being
Bernie
seen.
Sanders has sort of made his bones on this whole I'm a socialist thing.
Democratic socialist, because somehow there's a difference.
So all he's got to do is agree to a three-hour long debate where both men have equal time. And again, Bernie picks the moderator, picks the
and
city.
And the location.
Yep, and then he gets $250,000 donated to his favorite charity, which of course could be some
Bernie,
sort of socialist charity.
You got this in the bag, dude. There, people are so brainwashed, they will believe whatever BS comes across the teleprompter.
Well, but that's the thing. He'll believe
what they want to believe.
Yeah, but he'll have Adam Kokesh up there debating him if he agrees to it. Bernie.freetalklive.com.
Please, God,
is where you can go to learn more about it. It's Bernie.freetalklive.com.
I ask so little of you, God, but, you know, if you could make this happen, I know Bernie's going to say no, and it's too much to ask.
Actually, he hasn't said anything at this point.
Well, of course not. He's not going to debate some crazy dude like Adam.
Well, Adam is not crazy. I mean, he's crazy in...
Adam...
I mean, everybody's crazy in different ways.
Adam is mentally ill, Ian.
In
Do
what
I
ways?
Need to point out all the ways he is mentally ill?
Hold on. So are you a doctor now?
Dr. TJ.
To a spy? All right, Dr. TJ.
Oh, God.
In what ways is
Adam
Kokesh mentally deficient?
Well, here, let me just evaluate. So to make a formal diagnosis, I would have to administer the MMPI-2, the Minnesota Multiphasic Personality Inventory, second edition, the Beck Depression Inventory, the Beck Anxiety Inventory, Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder. There is something, like, you just, whenever I have, you know, and so the caveat, like, just everybody I've met with who has been dealt with Adam has had this story where you listen to it and you're like, wow, there is, and I'm like, this is not an accident. It's not, if it's, like, if one person says, oh, Adam Kokesh is kind of weird, but I have met five people, all of whom I consider fairly reliable, said, yeah, let me tell you my story about Adam Kokesh, and they've never been bothered.
Well, being in
I've got a secret for you, TJ. Every libertarian says that every other libertarian is a little weird.
Well, I mean, it could probably have been damaging to be in the Marines in Fallujah or whatever. I mean, he's probably seen...
If the sole evidence is everybody says he's a little weird,
I like to lead on a positive note. And I would never want Adam to think I'm mad at him personally and start calling into a show. And here's what I admire about him. Boy, I love... It was so funny. This is your last warning! And they're choking him on the thing for dancing in the middle.
Oh, you're talking about the Jefferson...
The Jefferson Memorial protest. And then, you know, he wrote on the back of $2 bills.
They body slammed.
He paid
the fee.
Call what Adam did dancing. He was
moving...
He even admits that what he was doing
is beautiful
not
little.
Fit the definition
I pulled his,
of dancing.
This is how you know you love a boy. Like, I kind of have a man crush. It's just this very weird. He is sexually attractive. Yes.
He's handsome, no doubt.
And he's my age. And I, like, yes, totally. But, like, when I see him, I'm like, dude, you are so smoking hot. But you are mentally ill. Like, you are just loony.
Yeah, but everybody's crazy in some way or another.
No,
so
like,
what's the difference?
There is way big difference. Like, no, there is something incredibly off with you. So let me just give you an example. I hate, you have a good thing. Never criticize somebody. But here's how I would have done. I thought that protest he did with the gun was really a clever idea. I would have green screened it. Because you know
you're referring to when he was arrested in D.C., or actually was arrested later, but he was in D.C. with a shotgun. He racks the shotgun on video.
And I'm like, okay, while standing in something called Freedom Plaza. And we can debate whether that's a good idea or not. I say, well, you know, at least you're not doing anything. I don't feel threatened. I think you should have a right to go at Freedom Plaza. It's its name. And I say, look, I'm just racking a shotgun saying you're never going to take my. It's like, okay, fine. That's freedom of speech. But here's the thing. You're not allowed to have a firearm in D.C.
Right.
I mean, that's the law. I don't agree with the law, but that is the law. And well, no, and here's the problem. Even green screen. Don't do green screen. Do it real, but do it with a fake gun. Make the government charge you, but then you go, ha-ha, ladies and gentlemen, or your honor, motion to dismiss on the grounds that no law was actually violated. You mean we're in a guerrilla war, and you cannot win a guerrilla war. What you have to do is you attack your enemy, you make them fight, but you are already in retreat and fighting your next battle. And so a lot of activists, they make the mistake of standing, and like it's like in the Matrix. When you're facing those agents, no, you got to run, because when they come after you, they're expending energy, but you want to set them up as you're like leading them in. I'm actually thinking about how to lead them into a trap. And it works so beautifully because it's like they know they're being played, but they can't figure out how until they get in court. And it's just so beautiful because, like, when I was in 2006, it's just such a beautiful, oh, I love some of my stories. Gosh darn it. They're so
interesting. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is LRN.FM. Adam Kokesh is a great activist. He's done some wonderful things for the liberty movement. I always enjoy having him on when we have had him on here on Free Talk Live. And it's easy to find fault in other people's activism. I mean, we've all made mistakes, and I'm sure Adam, you know, he's probably looked back on that and has figured ways he could have done that differently.
And my the last criticism was, okay, I can tell you exactly what's going to happen, dude. In about 2 weeks, the U.S. Forest Service is going to come with flashbangs and AR-15s. And, there's a controlled substance, Schedule 1, psilocybinic mushrooms and cannabis, another. You know, that's a felony under 18 U.S.C. Section 926 to be a user of a controlled substance and in possession of firearm. You know, you're just racking up the federal charges, dude. Like, I mean, so I understand your point. Your point is totally valid. I agree with you. But if you're going to do this, you got to defend yourself, because here's exactly how they're going to come at
you. Look, the fact is, if you want to, if you're a gun person, you should just move to New Hampshire. I mean, forget about D.C. The odds that there's going. This was my critique of him was, hey, dude, you want gun freedom? Just move. Just come to New Hampshire, because you can basically carry a gun pretty much anywhere, with the exception of private property where they don't want you to, which is fairly rare up here.
And federal land
and like courts. Basically, in jails. You can't bring guns into those places. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So if you are a gun rights activist, if you move to New Hampshire, you've instantly won most of the battles that you would have to fight if you're in New York or D.C. or whatever. It's not perfect in New Hampshire, but the more people we can get here, the better our odds of success will be. And that's not crazy. 855-450-FREE, that's just a numbers game.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injury. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and Daryl's about to strangle TJ in the studio here.
Not going to strangle him. That would require me to get out of my seat.
Daryl's too professional to walk out, but so you guys are we're going at it during the break there, and we were rehashing the discussion about mental illness and whether or not somebody can work on a mental illness, and I believe that most people probably can, unless it's some sort of severe crippling.
Well, and of course, so with full disclosure, I am severe major depressive disorder with mood congruent psychotic features.
Now, wait a minute. You don't seem depressed.
Well, I'm not, because I take powerful antidepressants and antipsychotics.
Okay.
And
gotcha.
Yeah, they have side effects. I mean, it's very difficult to orgasm. Like, it's embarrassing to be with a guy. He'd be smoking hot. Like, dude, it's nothing personal. But
now,
look,
doesn't that seem
tonight
kind of
on the too much information?
Well, no. Why do you think guys don't want to take them? Like, that
right.
would
doesn't that make life
college?
Worse? I thought people didn't want to take the antidepressants because one of the side effects is suicidal tendencies.
All right, hold that thought, guys. Liberland is something that you are, you know, definitely not going to want to commit suicide once you hear about Liberland, because it is a fine, fine idea, and one that I'm glad exists. It's the idea of people taking over no man's land, a 3-square-mile plot of swamp in between Croatia and Serbia that has been deemed to be Liberland, and they're trying to get recognition. Right now, recently, Liberland has had recognition proposed by 7 Polish legislators, plus the Chicago Journal of International Law, just released a 35-page essay making a case for statehood for Liberland. Now, they've got to keep their name in the news and be determined, and then maybe they can actually get some recognition from some of these other governments out there. Roger Ver, the owner of Bitcoin.com, has come out with his stated and financial support for Liberland, and it's been said many times the base of the economy in Liberland is going to be Bitcoin. Nearly 500,000 of people have registered on their website, and more than 100,000 have requested citizenship. But it's a small place, so to qualify for citizenship, you do need to substantially contribute to the growth of Liberland. So if you want to learn more, go to Liberland.org. Things are not hopeless. There's Liberland, L-I-B-E-R, land.org, Liberland.org, as we continue. And, you know, we haven't even really scratched the surface on this Ed Fortune New Jersey weed man story here.
Whom I am going to go eat at his establishment tomorrow and get even more.
I don't know if he's going to let you eat him. That may be. Yeah, I don't
at
know if
his establishment.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, I don't know.
My
if he's
speech is not slurred, sir. But I am going to go eat at his establishment and give him money in exchange for food because I want to show him I support him.
Well, he has.
And that's how I roll.
He's had his restaurant raided. It happened a couple of months ago. The story from dailycaller.com. We can rehash the other stuff later if we need to. Let's see. Fortune has called upon Mercer County Prosecutor Angelo Onofri to present this case and take this ass-whooping himself, said Fortune to the Trentonian. Fortune's charges are the result of an April 27th raid on his restaurant and his adjacent cannabis church, both of which are located directly across from City Hall in Trenton. And I just love the courage, the huevos on this guy to open up his weed business right across the street from City Hall. I think it's just so ballsy and awesome. He deserves a lot of kudos for the work that he's been doing. 10 other people were arrested for various offenses after police seized $19,000 worth of pot from the establishments. A passionate marijuana legalization advocate, Fortune opened up the weed-themed restaurant in 2015 after years of activism. It's called NJ Weedman's Joint, and it became a hit in the Trenton community, with Yelp reviewers calling it a little oasis of freedom and the dopest restaurant in New Jersey. Next to the restaurant is Liberty Bell Temple, the cannabis church that provides a sanctuary for medical marijuana patients to relax and light up. But the restaurant experienced a slight setback in April after a swarm of police officers descended upon the eatery in response to rumored marijuana distribution. Police have received a slew of complaints that Fortune, a.k.a. NJ Weedman, was selling marijuana out of the East Street restaurant and church in addition to, quote, constant foot traffic, unquote, at all hours. Onofri announced Tuesday in a press release that a grand jury has returned the indictment charging NJ Weedman with numerous drug offenses, indicating the dispute will continue on its way to court. Onofri, the prosecutor, usually only issues statements for murder cases, although Fortune presents a special exception. The 52-year-old has become well-known in the state of New Jersey after several stints in prison and years of protest. His decades-long fight has landed him on the front pages of newspapers, in jail cells, and classrooms, and he's run for elected office at all levels of government. Fortune received 9,138 votes in the 2005 New Jersey gubernatorial election, running under the slogan, Legalize Marijuana, GRIP, Get Rid of Incumbent Politicians. Despite Fortune's acclaim, his relationship with the police has remained turbulent. He was arrested in May for harassment of a Trenton police officer outside of his restaurant and spent 17 months in prison in the early 2000s. But Fortune's not worried about this latest raid and the indictment, which is, again, 11 counts of drug charges. He calls it unconstitutional. He told the Trentonian, quote, I think they've selectively targeted this is his attorney, Edward Hayburn. I think they've selectively targeted Ed Fortune from the beginning. They've enforced statutes against him that they haven't enforced against any other business. Unquote. The police also seized the restaurant's surveillance system, which allegedly contains evidence that proves Fortune's innocence, said the attorney. He says, I'm concerned the prosecutor's office will mishandle the video and delete important aspects of it for their convenience.
You know, this is one thing that sort of strikes me as curious to where police departments all the time, things malfunction. Oh, we accidentally deleted all this video. Oh, the dash cam malfunctioned, and the video of the guy shooting himself in the head in the back of the car while handcuffed. Just, there's no video of it because our dash cam stopped working. Oh, right. The body cam malfunctioned when we shot this teenage girl, and now 2 years later, we're going to come out and say that there was no fingerprints or DNA on the weapon that we planted. I mean,
that's
found.
A news story, right? That's fairly recent.
That just came out, but apparently the police have known about this for a while, but just now let it go public.
So in response to the seizure, Fortune sent Trenton Mayor Eric Jackson a letter explaining he would accept a $150,000 settlement rather than filing a lawsuit. Fortune stated in the letter, quote, "I would most likely prevail in a federal civil rights lawsuit. Mr. Mayor, expect to be subpoenaed. I am sure with an attorney and a couple of years of billing time and publicity, along with the anti-police sentiment prevalent now, a jury would bless me with a great six-figure compensation." NJ Weedman has yet to hear back from the mayor, but is scheduled for his first appearance in court on Thursday. Among other charges, Onofre will likely discuss the 1,055 grams of marijuana found in the restaurant. That's a couple pounds worth of pot right there. "I truly believe I'm conviction proof," said Fortune. "I don't believe Mr. Onofre will get 12 people to say I'm guilty of violating the laws, the marijuana lies that we call laws." So I got to say, I really appreciate his optimism. I appreciate his passion for what he does, for what he loves and cares about. The guy is a huge inspiration. He's been an inspiration to me for a long time. I really appreciate Ed Fortune's work. I wish I had the same kind of confidence in juries that he does. And I realize that he's also an advocate of jury nullification, which we've talked a lot about here on Free Talk Live, which, of course, is your right as a juror to vote your conscience in a case. So even if it's clear that Ed had 1,000 grams of marijuana in his possession, and it's crystal clear from the evidence that that was true, a conscientious juror could say, well, not guilty anyway, because I think the war on drugs is stupid, or I think marijuana should be legal, or whatever. For whatever reason, they don't agree with the law, they can vote not guilty. So I wish I had the same approval of these juries here, because I've seen juries just absolutely do the wrong thing over and over again in cases where the individual in question, whether it was Adema Freeman from copblock.org or the occupiers in Manchester who were in a park after 11 p.m. at night, these were crystal clear cases of people's rights being violated, and the jury sided with the police.
And so, in the case of the occupiers, we even spoke with one of the jurors, and she said on film, yep, that jury would have convicted Martin Luther King Jr. and Gandhi because, well, they violated
the law. And she was one of them. She was one of the ones who voted guilty. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But maybe he's right. Maybe in New Jersey, people are really fed up with this. And you can find somebody who's actually independently minded to get on that jury. We'll get your thoughts here, TJ. Stand by. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally, with respect and with fairness. I did it as governor, I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land. Give me your vote one time and see what a difference one election can make.
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us on the toll-free numbers or Skype. Skype username is LRN.FM. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We were talking about jury nullification. Edward Fortune, a.k.a. New Jersey Weed Man, is confident that he's going to be able to not be convicted on the 11 indictments, drug-related charges for the raid against his business.
I saw a picture of him, and he seems like it's amazing how you look at a picture and you get really chill vibes off somebody.
Oh, but he's definitely a chill guy, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm like, dude, oh, God. You know, I see what's going to come. Like I said, I know this could end bad, but I want you to do it with a smile on your face. Whatever it
does. Oh, he's courageous. I mean, he's ready to go. He's ready to go to court. His attorney, you know, he's got an attorney.
Because I hate it. I mean, sometimes when people do this, they go into it, and then it's just like they come out, and you and I have known people that have done activism who went to jail, and they didn't come quite out the same way they went
That's
in.
True. Yeah. Well, he's been to prison already, so.
Oh, okay, great. I think the last time this guy was in jail, he was actually eating cannabis cookies in court?
Correct. Yep, that's right.
I was like, I'd like to meet him being like, yeah, I stood naked in front of the FBI for 90 minutes just to prove a point, so I totally respect where you're coming from.
The court thing you're referring to wasn't while he was in jail. He brought the cookies in from outside of the court, so it was one of his trials.
Right, he was in court eating cookies.
Correct.
That had cannabis in them.
That's right. I was just correcting you that he wasn't actually in jail at
now
the time.
I don't think I said he was in jail. I said the last time he was in court.
Okay.
So if I had been bonded out, I could totally, like, I was stoned the last time I was in court. I took my vaporizer. I said, dear God, there is no way I could sit here for 8 hours a day listening to this BS the judge is looking there, and it's just a disaster after disaster. You're watching this train wreck.
You're saying you wouldn't be able to do it if you were a court employee?
No, you know what?
Or an attorney?
Stoned, Rob Mathias did a very good job defending himself, but I'm like, dear God, Rob, let me get up there and defend you. I could kick this case out of the court so easily if you just focused on a slightly different part of your legal argument.
Mm. Well, we've yet to see you actually take somebody's legal case.
You're getting ready to see one soon.
All right. Now, is this going to be the thing for James, your boyfriend?
James, two annulments for James.
Right. Which is a new thing, by the way. We've never seen
I did actress. The bankruptcy. I mean, and
true, but nobody saw your appearance in court, though, except for James.
Yes, correct. So I have one good friend can testify about how well I prepped him, because in Missouri we don't allow. I had to cough once for objection relevancy. No, we had a cough system, and Judge Crump is getting pissed because clearly, can I say pissed? Is that okay?
Don't say it too many times.
Okay. He was getting irked, this judge. And the charge was careless and imprudent driving. And I said, well, unfortunately, the officer who wrote you the ticket, what happened was he and my friend got into how males do, a chest bumping contest.
Mm-hmm.
And so the exact...
Usually that doesn't work well with a cop.
With a cop.
Yeah.
And so my friend said, look, sir, I'm not going to answer any of your questions. Like, how'd the accident occur? I'm not going to answer any of your questions. And then the response was, well, if you're going to treat me, beep, I'm going to treat you, beep. And that was a direct quote, and he got that on tape. And I'm like, oh, please, God, let this go to trial. Because you know what? Here's going to be my direct examination. Officer, did you ever say, quote, to the defendant, if you are going to treat me, beep, what exactly was the defendant doing other than invoking his constitutionally protected right to remain silent, that you felt disrespected you? Now, when you said... I'm going to treat you, beep. What exactly did you mean by that? Like, I could just be like,
oh, that
please,
would be fun.
Please, yep. Oh, God, let this go to court.
I got to say, I'm looking forward to seeing you in a courtroom.
Well, of course, Brendan Fox, who had went to Stanford Law the day before, he comes to my friend and says, Miss Gibson, who actually saw the accident, I can't find her anywhere. Do you know where she's at? And I told him, I said, Mr. Fox, do you really think we would help you find your
witness.
Own witness to convict us? By the way, she has a active warrant out of Dent County. So if she does show up, I'm going to have to ask the bailiff arrest her immediately on the spot. And I mean, she does have wonderful friends. I've told her if she shows up to court, she will be arrested and carted off in handcuffs. And that's not a threat.
That's not witness tampering for you to
no,
say.
No, absolutely. I'm telling her a fact.
Yeah.
You're a wanted felon. I got a copy of the warrant right here. Officer, here she is.
So, yeah, I am looking forward to seeing TJ in court, because he is pretty brilliant on the legal
thing.
And
you know what? The next day, we went in and they nolly prosecuted, and I said, darn, Your Honor, I was hoping we'd get an acquittal. And he said, well, you won't get one in this court, gentlemen. And because he was angry.
Closed.
And you know what was so funny is he was got caught DUI. His name is Judge Albert Turner Crump from Raleigh,
Missouri. It is always funny when judges get caught for DUI.
And so what happened was he got caught DUI. Well, they bumped it down to careless and imprudent driving. Because, no victim impact panel, no 90-day suspension.
Plea.
He was a judge, so they cut him a very sweet deal.
Yeah, it's good to be in there.
Is he elected or appointed him?
I have no idea, but it's like, he had all kinds of tax problems. Like, I looked in, so we had a wonderful thing called, it's like a CaseNet in Missouri. And so if you go to www.courts.mo.gov, you can type in the guy's name. And you just like, he's having tax liens, so clearly he's having financial problems. So you can actually look at a public records and say, dude, something about your life is showing me that's falling apart. You're having tax liens put on your property. You're getting a DUI, getting bumped down. And not only that, you're a very lousy judge. I just have to flat out say it. Like,
of course he's a lousy judge. He's probably drunk.
Toll-free number tonight, you can join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
So, TJ, when you said about the thing that the police officer said to your friend, it reminded me of something that I read on Facebook a couple days ago that said, sometimes people use the word respect to mean treat someone like a human being, and sometimes they use the word respect to mean treat someone like an authority.
Hmm.
And sometimes people who are used to being treated like an authority will say, if you won't respect me, I won't respect you. What they're actually saying is, if you don't treat me like an authority, I won't treat you
like a
person.
Human being. Yeah, that's interesting. Who posted that? Let's give credit.
I don't know. I couldn't find it on Facebook. I found it somewhere on Tumblr. I'll post the Tumblr thing on Facebook.
You know, I've never had a problem. I would love to, before on break, I want you to hear my interaction with... he was kind of a cutie pie. I wanted to flirt with him a little bit more than I did, but I held back. Whoever I talked with on the officer on this recent, when I got disinvited from the local hotel, and I have to go make good on that one, too, but it's...
Yeah, I don't know if you've talked about that hotel thing on the air yet. I don't recall.
Well, no, but I wanted you to download it. So if I drop box,
right? But we shouldn't be talking about it on the air, TJ. If you know, you don't want to tease the listener. Okay, so you're talking about audio that I have heard some of when the incident happened because I was there for part of it.
I know, like over break.
And I heard you. And I heard you talk about it off the air. But if it's not ready to play on the air, we shouldn't be teasing the listeners with it. You see what I'm saying?
It's not... what I was thinking is during break, could we have enough time to cut out that little segment there?
Because I don't honestly know. I mean, I mean, that's a possibility.
Okay, that's all I want. I'm totally willing to
try that.
Whatever, try.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-453. But yeah, I mean, I think that you do a good job with the police. I would really only want to play something like that if it's something that... I mean, we could put it on the air just for the sake of, since you've brought it up at this point.
Well, sure, I'm proud to show it.
But if people can't actually download it, if they can't go to YouTube and see it and listen to it on their own, it's not as valuable. It's only then there in just that moment, and they can't, you know, they can't experience it on their own.
Well, I think the verbal is more important than the visual, because the visual, you don't really see anything.
Oh, really?
I hold the camera down at an angle so you don't see his facial reactions. But I think it's the verbal is we're so much of what we are as human beings. We communicate verbally, not visually. You know,
that's true.
So I wanted to see if you can just see.
Well, feel free to send it on over, and you know, we can try to assess that here in a few moments. Something else we want to do for sure is talk about college students and a shocking story, or maybe, you know, for some not so shocking, about today's college students. Daryl, you have the story. Where is it coming from? We're not going to get into it deep here, but maybe just kind of
comes from a website called Intellectual Takeout, and the headline is ACT, College Kids Cannot Discern Between Fact and Opinion.
ACT, is that the test that students take?
Right. It's the...
it's the SAT thing that's not the SAT.
Right, right. But there's the entity. I don't know exactly what they're called, but you know, some entity that administers the test.
Right. And so the test has resulted in some shocking results, and we're going to tell you more about that. Plus, you can weigh in on New Jersey Weed Man or anything else we've talked about here tonight, or you can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Shocking news about the college students. That's coming up in hour number three. And, of course, you can also join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live, and maybe we can get TJ's audio if we can get it together.
I'm dropboxing it over to you, but if we don't, we'll do it tomorrow night.
All right, sounds good.
There's always more time.
All right, so more coming up here. Hour 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. you'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.